The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
Hi, folks. John Potter here with Phil in Carson City. And no, Phil is here. That's you.
Yeah, I'm right in front of you.
Craig is in Carson City, so it's a
I wouldn't mind that commute, you know, walk across the room and go from Reno to Carson City, like going from Reno to Sparks.
All three of us are live and local, and the show is live and local every Saturday 9 to noon. And how local? Well, we're all over this storm. The snow and the roads, and Phil is here to update us all. Phil, what's the latest?
Well, it is 26 degrees in Reno and in Carson City, 34 in Yerington, 23 at State Line. Westbound Interstate 80 closed both directions, both lanes of Westbound 80 is closed for a non-injury collision in that area. Don't know when they'll get that open.
That's in Reno, right?
That is past Reno on your way to the USA Parkway out in Patrick.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right.
West of 80 of Reno.
I confused you.
Yeah.
Picture the map in your head.
I had a system.
Sorry.
Interstate 80 is closed at the State Line all the way over to Immigrant Gap. I looked at a couple of those traffic
miles.
Cameras, and all you can see are the little sticks that guide the snow plows. You can't tell there was ever a road there at all.
That's right.
Likewise, on 431, that is still closed for a portion from Douglas Fir Drive all the way to Incline Village. You'll need your snow chains everywhere else, 89, 341, 80, 50. Try to avoid driving if you can. That would be your best bet. And if you have to drive, STHD, slow the heck down.
Let's open up the phone lines for folks. If you see something on the roads that people should know about and save them a lot of hassle, call now 884-9910, right? Yes, 884-9910. And Craig will put you on hold and we'll talk to you. And also you can text the same number, 775-884-9910. Already got one this morning, I think.
We do.
Snarky one, wasn't it?
It was. Or they had a person texted in asking about spraying. They didn't say what kind of spraying.
They wanted spring
no,
next
not
week.
Spring, spraying.
Oh, spraying.
Yes.
What?
Now, okay. I'm wondering, are they talking about spraying that brine solution on the road?
No, they're talking about cloud seeding.
Oh?
Oh, okay. Hadn't thought of that.
I see. Now, I pictured spraying, because we have a guy that we hire for our backyard to spray the trees, and we lost our tree maintenance guy, which hurts because we have, no kidding, we got 60 some trees in our yard, and our longtime tree guy sent us a letter that says after 3 decades of caring for our trees, he's no longer fertilizing or spraying them because the Nevada Democrat legislature and Republican governor approved AB 162 that restricts his ability to provide the service his customers expect. This bill now bans neonic products on plants. I have no idea what those are, but these are the products that he swears by, and they are not that evil on the environment, from what he says. And I looked up these neonic products on Google. ScienceDirect.com says they have, quote, a relatively low risk for non-target organisms and the environment. They are high targets specifically to insects, you know, doing what tree spraying is supposed to do. And Nevada is only the third state to ban these products for lawn and garden because
California did it. Well, of course, we got to do it, too, even though there are only 3 states that are banning this. It's us, California, and Colorado.
But this guy, our guy, has used them for decades. He swears by them. He says they stop disease. They bond in the soil, so no water contamination. Safe around pets. Safe products. Unjustly targeted. And as a small company, cannot take the financial risk of fines and loss of license anymore, and is moving out of state, our tree maintenance guy. Oh, moving out of Nevada because of this. Thank you, Democrat legislature and Republican governor, none of whom are tree experts. But California knows better, right?
Of course they do.
You mentioned the text you got. I did get an email. Craig knows about this. We were talking last Saturday. I don't know how we ended up on the topic. We were talking about the Schwam's food delivery trucks. And somebody wrote me an email. John, do you remember? Do you remember, John? Charles Chips and the Fuller Brush Man. Always were delivering here. What happened to these people?
The Avon lady.
Ava, is she still around? She gone. I have great childhood memories of the Fuller Brush Man. He would come to the door. Mom was just the sweetest. I mean, she felt obligated. And I imagine they made a lot of their money this way. Mom felt a bit obligated to always buy something from the Fuller Brush Man. You know, we had so many brushes by the end of the year. But the man would show up at our door, slick back hair, glasses on, with a suit and tie. He looked like Clark Kent. And he would stand in the foyer right inside the front door. And Mom would listen to his spiel. And he had this big boxy suitcase. And he would sell these Fuller Brush products. And they're gone right now. Phil says, stay off the roads. And I'll have to say it again. This is the kind of day where we depend on these food delivery people. And I would bet they get their biggest tips on a day like this. This is how they make their living, yeah. Folks, and don't tell them to stay home if you ask me.
Right. And speaking of the roads and staying home, we have a caller, Matt from Sparks.
All right. Let's take it.
How you doing?
Matt, I appreciate your calling. Welcome, sir.
First time caller, a great show. I love to listen to it. Yeah, I'm driving on Pyramid, Prater, some side streets, trying to get to the Human Bean Coffee, you know. So I love that you like coffee. But, where's the snowplows?
Oh, here we go. You're the first one. Where are the snowplows? Yes.
And by the way.
It's a Reno tradition.
And by the way, Fuller Brush is online only now.
Well, my God, there! I didn't know they still existed.
It's a family-owned business established in 1906. Still has all the products. You just have to do online or Amazon.
Did the Clark Kent guy come to your front door when you were a kid?
No. I lived in Pacifica, never saw a Fuller Brush Man.
I think I might do that as my new career. I need a job.
Yeah,
the
problem, John, is you'll get into telling you'll be getting into storing tale telling stories and make, you know, sell one customer a day or less. 20 out.
Oh, Craig knows. They'd zone out, right, Craig?
Exactly.
During my spiel. Well, Matt, I'm so glad you called. Yeah, how are the roads where you are, sir?
You know, there's pockets of snow that, you know, an opposite car is coming your way, and wham, you just get a whole whack of a bunch of snow and water right on your car. So wow. Luckily I didn't wash my car, so. But anyway, yeah, it's sketchy. The screener said that the snowplows are out on the freeways. But yeah, it's questionable. So you know, you were right to advise people to stay off the roads.
And I think you're wise,
gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Take care, Matt. And he's right. The Human Bean Coffee is outstanding, and I can understand him. Facing these roads to get a cup of Human Bean Coffee. I think it's fantastic coffee. Good going, Matt. Good choice.
I'm a superstitions Java kind of guy. They just opened their second location, as a matter of fact. And let me interrupt you all. We have a non-injury collision working southbound 580 at DeMonte Ranch. Person slid off the road, and it looks like they're going to need a tow in that area. Westbound Interstate 80 is still closed, both lanes at Patrick, and eastbound and westbound at the state line. You're not going to Sacramento on 80. You can go on 50. It's still open, but I've looked at that, and it looks, the roads are awful up there. I'm surprised, frankly, it is still open.
We mentioned the Fuller Brush guy not coming around anymore. Did anybody notice yesterday that the Body Shop store in Meadowood has been permanently closed? I haven't checked it out myself, but I was told. And I checked around online, and there's a bunch of stories about this, and it's also on Reno Reddit that the Body Shop, you know, the lotions and the shampoos and things, the Body Shop company announced over a week ago that they were closing 100 Body Shop stores, and it looks like Reno may have been one of them, which is a shame, and I just wonder, another shoplifting victim? I don't know. But that's a shocker, because that's been there for decades at Meadowood Mall, and now we have to worry about the mall and how they're going to do. I thought it was somewhat healthy, but lately. Anyway, 884-9910, number to call. Observations and traffic and weather and all that stuff for another break after this one. And we'll be back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1017.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3.
Live and local, John Potter here. Coming up in about 10 minutes, Derek Lee of Brain Health Formulas. Have you noticed I sound different lately? I'm taking his pills, and I feel like a new man. I told him that just in the, he's in the lobby, but he's coming up here, and this is a product that's homemade here in Minden area. So the guy's a genius, and his formula has pretty much saved him. So you got to stick around for that, about 10, 15 minutes away. Craig is in Carson. Phil is here watching, getting all the data, the latest on this storm. And it's still on because, you know, we have the winter storm warning for the Reno area still on into this afternoon. Phil, what's the latest?
I do have some good news. It is that Interstate 80 at Patrick has reopened. They're still working the collision in that area, but the traffic is now flowing again. It is open. It is still closed at the state line all the way over Donner Pass to Emigrant Gap. You'll need chains everywhere, and we do have a non-injury collision just before you get to Damani Ranch, southbound on 580. Traffic conditions stink right now. If you have to drive, remember, as you start to get into the elevations or get out of town, the roads freeze up and get snowy very quickly. Remember, slow the heck down.
And snow over ice is not nice.
Oh, I like that.
Very nice.
I'm going to steal it.
Very nice, Craig. Besides the winter storm warning, we have the blizzard warning. And that's in effect until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for the Lake Tahoe area. You don't see a blizzard warning too often. And the National Weather Service says this snowfall has made travel, quote, impossible for the, over the Sierra Nevada. And it may not be over. And they rarely say something like that. So blizzard warning effect until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning for Tahoe. Very dangerous avalanche conditions there right now. Winter storm warning in effect until 4 this afternoon for northern Washoe County up toward the Oregon border. And for the Reno, Sparks, Carson City area, the winter storm warning ends at 10 o'clock tonight. As I said, I picked the wrong day to quit drinking. Airplane. Let me see. You know, I, in preparation for the storm, I bought a car cover for, because you know what? I'm like you folks, can't fit the car in the garage, too much stuff. But I did buy a car cover this week, those big cloth water resistant, so they say, things that you put on your car to protect it. And let me tell you, this is like my fifth one. They never last more than 8 months. No matter what brand you buy. And what is it about car covers? The little pouch that they enclose in the car cover box. They give you a little pouch to go with it to fold the car cover back into the little pouch. Has anybody successfully folded up the car cover to fit in that little pouch? Are you kidding me?
You know, I would take, I would, okay, I'm not going to say it. I was going to
Go.
I was going to say I'll take it to an Asian restaurant because they're the ones that packed them in the first place. But that would be rude, crude, and socially unacceptable.
And on that note, we do have a text.
Yeah.
You are reminded that different parts of different towns get different levels of snow.
Elevation changes, yeah.
Exactly. And he also says they love your humor.
What?
They said they love your humor.
Oh, well, thank you. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. 884-9910, text and call number. Local news. I mean, there are a lot of local news stories, and we're trying to fit them in time-wise because this is the big story right here looking out the window. But I'll touch on just one local story for now before we get into Fox News. The RGJ this week published an official report that says Timothy Egan, the Sparks firefighter who assaulted an elderly woman next to his fire station for feeding hungry feral cats. The report says the firefighter was untruthful about knocking down that 84-year-old woman. Now, this happened last year. The city of Sparks, again, spending public funds, hired an outside investigation firm for up to $50,000 to look into whether this firefighter, Egan, violated policies in the body takedown of Marine Havegholm. I apologize if I mispronounce that. The investigators in this report say the video footage contradicts Egan's claim of being smashed in the face with a cat food can. Didn't happen. He denies wrongdoing. Really, it's right there on video. And he walks over from the fire station next door, gets in her face, and does the leg sweep takedown that put her in the hospital. And it just boggles my mind that instead of admitting what we all see, that Sparks not only spent up to $50,000 for this report, taxpayer money, but Sparks also defended this guy. You know, when this happened, they got the lawyer firm to kind of defend the city on this, defending this guy who did not seem to be fearing for his life from the 84-year-old Meow Mix terrorist. It's always been my view that you should never, never physically fight old people, just as you can't punch a toddler. And as a public servant, there's a higher standard. Firefighters receive training to deal with combative and mentally ill persons, and he responded in exactly the wrong way. He obviously has his own issues and should not keep his job, in my opinion, because he could blow his top again, leading to a lawsuit. But you can't control yourself in front of an upset 84-year-old woman? It's on video. It's assault, and he should have been arrested. Why not? As for Sparks, well, the news website, This Is Reno, says there's more to the story. Their story says, quote, Egan also threw cat food on a Sparks Fire Department employee's vehicle, purportedly to make it seem like Havegholm was responsible, according to a statement made by the fire chief. He was found in violation of the city's workplace violence policy for intentionally hitting an employee's personally owned vehicle parked on Sparks Fire Department property. Sparks officials said Egan is still employed. Man, I've been fired for a lot less. The woman's stepdaughter told This Is Reno, Timothy Egan tried to set up my mother-in-law for throwing cat food on a co-worker's car and was suspended, but he slams my 84-year-old mother-in-law headfirst into the street. And there are no consequences. I'm appalled at the results and want to know what it takes to get fired from the city of Sparks. The story says Sparks paid as much as $50,000 for the investigation, even though they had the video, which the city then tried to keep secret. Havegholm's family had to sue the city of Sparks under the Nevada Public Records Act to get the document. My wife told me yesterday, why don't you get the Sparks mayor, Ed Lawson, back on your show to give their side? No, because I saw the tape. You know, you can see the tape too online from a security camera that the firefighter seems to have not had knowledge of. And there is no way, there's no way you could defend what is on that tape. A big muscular man knocking a short 84-year-old woman to the ground for feeding some cats. And to me, there's no way to rationalize paying the city attorney to defend the woman who was sent to the hospital, who is now afraid to go outside, according to our daughter. And you know what? There are times when I'm very thankful that we have these cameras now. Think of how much our public officials got away without, you know, what they got away with without them. More cameras, the better. I really wish there was one in the Channel 2's manager's office when he brought me in there that last time.
I have the one in the studio looking at you guys right now. Before we go to break really quick, we have a caller, George, from the north side of Carson on the road conditions. Oh,
George. Hey, George. John here. I'm glad you called, sir. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, John. I'm so excited to be with you and the Happy Rat Pack over there. I hope you guys are having fun. Now, I just wanted you to know, on the north side of Carson City, it is gorgeous out. It's almost sunny, almost kind of. But I'll tell you what, we are having a great time because our parking lots have been plowed. Our roads are perfect. You want to know where the snow plows went? To the hospital. And guess where our store is? Right by the hospital. There you go. So if you need alcohol, Ben's Liquor is open, and they got cigarettes. And you got 7-Eleven open. Porta Subs is open. We're all open because we work. And that's what we believe in. Work, work, work. And so my store and all the other stores over here on the north side of Carson are doing wonderful. So if you want to come out, I've got customers in the store right now. And we're here till 6 o'clock. This one lady said hello, and her teeth are in and everything. So you'll totally like her.
I feel like I'm talking to my twin.
I'm telling you, it's like having Aquanet with no shoes on in here. It's awesome. We're having a great time, and you should too when you come to the Carson Antique Collectible Mall. Open every day, 10 to 6 p.m. That's right.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
We got a break for Fox News, and then we're going to talk about brain health. And Derek is up as our guest after Fox News. It's all live and local. We'll update you constantly about the snow and the roads and the storm. Right here, depend on us. Every Saturday morning, it's live and local, 9 to noon. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1031.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
John Potter here every Saturday 9 to noon, live and local, checking the roads and the storm. Phil is here with all the data. He's updating constantly. Phil, what do you have?
Unfortunately, I have some bad news. We have some new collisions working. We have an injury collision working. Southbound 580 just at East 2nd Street in Reno. We have another slid vehicle, and one has slid to the side of the road, blocking a lane. Westbound 80 at Mogul. In Reno, we have a non-injury collision working, westbound Interstate 80 at McCarran. Also, you'll need chains, as I've been saying, everywhere, including east of Reno and Sparks on 95, 208, and 339. If you're traveling on 50, you will be on your tire chains all the way from Fallon to Placerville, California.
Wow.
And 80 through Reno, between McCarran and McCarran, looks pretty good. But once you get past McCarran, going on 80, the road gets slick and very dangerous in those areas.
Is 80 still closed for 100 miles after the state line?
That has not changed. That is, they are still closed. So is 431.
Now, Derek Lee is here. Derek, with Brain Health Formulas, of course, you just drove here from Minden. Give us the on-the-spot report of how that was.
It wasn't bad, as long as you drive slow and appropriate for the road conditions. The cautionary tale would be, how are you driving in relation to other people driving? Because we can't always adapt for the way other people are driving. So just be cautious. Well,
that's why I walk, because, listen, I got a big truck and it's got good snow tires, but I just don't trust how the other drivers are, especially in this kind of weather. So you're saying 580 or 395 was plowed?
It was plowed. It's snow-packed. It's not terrible. I was doing between 40 and 50 miles an hour all the way here.
Okay. Listen, I you brought those pills? I'm a new man. I'm a new man. I mean, is it me or do you feel younger?
You feel younger.
That's
you can
it.
Act younger. That way your brain process is much faster, much more appropriate. We can adjust and adapt to things at a faster pace. And arguably, I've been able to, when my brain functions now, is better than I can ever remember at any point in time in my life.
I feel like my brain is popping here, man. It's like there's no meth in this, right?
I hope not.
I don't know. I got to make sure. No, this is real natural formula that you've concocted. For folks who haven't heard you talk about this before, give us the basic outline on the brain health pills. What's an Restore?
Restore is the name of the product.
Restore is the name of the product. Tell us about it.
Well, I developed this while being diagnosed with more than 13 autoimmune disorders. And in 2019, so that was 5 years ago, I was diagnosed starting in January of 2019. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, not all in January, between January and December of 2019, starting with multiple sclerosis, cerebral palsy, ALS. I think there's another one in there. Don't recall off the top of my head. Ending with dementia in December of 2019. And at that time, the doctor told me, I estimate you have less than 6 months to live based on brain degradation.
Oh, my God. Well, what could you not do when you were in this shape?
I was donating blood. I had to donate blood as often as once a week because my brain was continually transmitting, putting out signals that we need more oxygen. So the only way the brain get more oxygen is through red blood cells. And so there's just massive production of red blood cells. But what I was recognized is the red blood cells were incomplete. So they weren't transmitting oxygen.
Oh, yeah.
Because my whole body was more or less failing. And so all my hormones weren't producing properly. All the glands weren't producing properly. And when you have all these things combined, the brain is kind of like the last one that really falls apart. Because without the brain, the rest of the body is not going to work. We've all seen a bunch of sci-fi movies where they have the picture of the brain and then encased in fluid, and the brain can function like
that. They saved Hitler's brain, yes. I remember that.
So as long as the brain has good circulation and nutrient supply, the brain can still function. That's what the brain needs in order to function. But the body's a different ballgame. It needs a whole lot of other nutrients besides just the simple circulation and simple nutrients.
The brain is the control center. Because I know you're a little cautious. We don't want competitors to steal the formula. Basically, what's in these pills in this Restore?
I brought the list with me because once I develop a formula and I know it works, I kind of leave it behind. So I brought all the ingredients with me this time so I could name nail the ingredients. Amino acid complex is the key factor. We have mulberry leaf extract, aronia berry extract, curcumin platycladi, spirulina, astaxanthin, MCT oil powder, astragalus, and blue lotus extract.
I know spirulina because that was like one of the original hot fad green powder things, and I used to take that all the time, and I did feel better with that. You did not, as a youngster, want to end up or expected yourself to be a brain scientist.
Never.
So this came out of necessity.
That's correct. I assisted my mother in figuring out how to identify cancer in the human genome at the age of 8. And ever since then, I've walked away from science completely. I've completely shunned it until I had to delve back into it to keep myself living.
Before we get to the danger of food dyes, since we've been talking about Restore here, just tell right off how people can get this product from you.
You can go to my website or you can call me directly. Website is brainhealthformulas.com. My phone number is 775-634-7789 or 775-364-4507.
Obviously feel that food dyes, which are still legal in the U.S., have caused many unhealthy reactions. Folks, we have food dyes, which are legal for food makers to use, which are banned in other countries.
All of Europe.
And this was just in the news from California. California finally banned red dye number 3. The feds still say it's okay. Red dye 3 is in a lot of things. It's consumed daily by millions of Americans. It's in frostings and other cake decorations, ice cream, yogurt, lots of candies like gummies, hard candy, cookies, frozen fruit bars, even baby foods, Skittles and Doritos. It's in lipstick. California banned it just a couple of months ago, and they had evidence against red dye number 3. Now, why are you so passionate about, and what red dyes do you want folks to know about to avoid?
All of them, to be honest. None of them are healthy. They're all chemical compositions. And for kids in particular, they can, if you have a food dye allergy, it can mimic ADHD, an ADHD result. And oftentimes kids are misdiagnosed for ADHD when they may have a simple food dye allergy. And so since the symptoms are almost identical, oftentimes they don't have ADHD, but they're all spun out because of food dyes. And food dyes can even be in coatings in medications, in shampoos. And so even kids who are really, even adults these days, some adults have developed, maybe not developed, but becoming more aware that they actually have an allergy to food dyes. And it's in shampoo. It's in conditioners. It can be in anything. So if you think that there's the possibility that you might have a food dye allergy, it's truly...
These are chemicals.
They're all chemicals. All chemical-based.
But, you know, Derek, the sad thing is these dyes, for whatever reason, trigger more sales. You know, I mean, I remember Pepsi without color. And they came out with Pepsi Clear, and it bombed. And so did the macaroni and cheese that was just white. They took away the cheesy color, and that bombed. And you know what I saw? I think it was Total Wine or Ben's clear whiskeys.
Yeah.
They're trying to make a thing out of clear whiskeys. I think some of it's called white whiskey or something. Nobody was buying it.
Colors.
Yeah,
they can make if somebody can make something brighter and more enticing based on color.
It tastes the same, right?
That's right.
There's no taste to food dye.
That's correct.
But we got to get over that hump of thinking, "Oh, that's cheesy flavor." And it's not.
Right. It's all attraction. And if something is more vibrant, that draws sales. And so marketing and advertising companies have grasped a hold of that.
All right, when we come back, I want to talk about memory products that you have. Cerevital.
Cerevital
is a good topic, and I'm fascinated about your dog products. It's kind of a dog and storm day because we have the dog trainer, right, Phil? And we were doing dog talk, so this really kind of segs in perfectly.
And we have callers lining up, too, as well, so we'll be taking your calls.
Yeah, let's take calls. 884-9910. Derek, I imagine people are going to have questions about brain health and about food dyes. 884-9910. Meanwhile, Phil is right now taking more data about the roads, and we'll have a road update and weather update right after the commercials. We're going to take a break right now. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1047.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
Good morning. I'm stalling just for a moment.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. John Potter with Phil here, updating us on the storm, and of course Craig in Carson City, and our guest for one more segment, Derek Lee, a brain health formulas. And I've been taking the Restore pills. First off, I have to give you, Derek, a compliment you probably never heard before. I love the Restore pills because you don't stuff the bottle with cotton. And give me, I swear to God, my wife and I, we just bought the heartburn pills at Costco. And each, it's a pack of 3 bottles at Costco. And I swear to goodness, each bottle had only 20 pills. I mean, there was, I put all the three into one, and it didn't even fill halfway up the bottle. Was this a conscious choice you made? Why didn't you stuff it with cotton like every other pill manufacturer out there?
Well, I believe it's more efficient to just fill the bottle with products.
It's a better value.
It's a better value. All right. That's a great way of saying it, yeah.
Let's take a call here. Phil, who's calling in?
We've got Maria calling in from Urington.
Hey, Maria from Urington. I'm glad you called. You're on with Derek and me.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi. So I heard mention of Cerovital, and I have been spending a fortune on Cerovital for years, thinking that maybe it's keeping me looking youthful and all the things that it says that it does. And I'm wondering if Brain Health Formulas has something similar that I could switch to instead of spending all this money on Cerovital.
Well, I believe Restore is actually more efficient than Cerovital, even potentially. I took Cerovital for 4 months before I developed Restore, and I noticed zero effects from it, and the just based on what the ingredients of Cerovital are, there's a single component which does majority of the work, and it's spelled schizonepta, something like that, that is actually Japanese catnip.
Oh my gosh, okay, I wasn't aware of that.
That is the main ingredient that does, it's supposed to make all the difference with Cerovital, and there's a possibility that that might help individuals with weight loss. And that's, so that may promote some growth hormone generation, and that's what Cerovital goes off of, is they did studies that proved that it produces growth hormone. And that's how they've gotten, a great marketing team can push products.
Yeah. All right. Well, how come I'm the only guy who didn't know about Cerovital here, and she knows about it and everything? I mean, I always swore by just coffee.
Coffee can do wonders.
But hey, yeah, right? John, the whole thing was, did you hear the ingredient? Japanese catnip.
Meow.
What does a Japanese meow sound like, Phil? Phil knows everything.
Yep, yep.
All right. Thank you for calling, dear. Okay, so Cerovital. I don't know anything about this. What is it?
Costco sells it. That's the only place I've seen it.
Yeah,
personally.
They sell it in bottles full of cotton. You sell it, too.
I do not sell Vercel Cerovital.
Oh, you don't?
No. I brought it to talk about because I like for people to be aware of what they are actually buying. And since I've had personal experience with it, with the hopes of it having some effect when my brain was falling apart. And then when I noticed nothing after 4 months of taking it, I'm not necessarily trying to expose that Cerovital is a bad product, but I believe if people understood what the ingredients actually are, mm-hmm. it might change some perspectives.
My wife keeps telling me to ask you about your memory products, and I must get you some of those. That's what she tells me. Tell me about your memory products.
Well, we have, to be honest with you, I believe Restore can do everything that our memory formulas do. But I will tell you the one thing that we do with our memory, we have a specific memory formula that's not on my website. We pair together what 4 critical components, ginkgo biloba and gotu kola, that's used in Japanese and Chinese for thousands of years. And we also use huperzine A and vimpocetine. I might be saying that wrong. And what vimpocetine and huperzine A do when they're paired together, one increases cerebrovascular circulation in the brain specifically, and the other one, the other one improves oxygen absorption in the brain specifically. So the whole brain works is if we can absorb more oxygen, it can be more efficient.
Makes sense.
Right? And so those 4 ingredients are key factors in the memory formula that we do are those.
This is Derek Lee, the mad scientist of brain health, and his company is Brain Health Formulas, based in Minden. And I love your product Restore. It's the only product of yours I've tried, although you do have dog products to help out dogs, formulas for them, for your pet's mental wellness. And nobody ever thinks of that, but that's an important thing. And we're going to talk about that on your next visit. Once again, how can people contact you and get your products?
BrainHealthFormulas.com is our website. You can contact or by phone at 775-634-7789 or 775-364-4507.
And you're constantly learning. Look at you with your big fat notebook full of figures and scrawlings and numbers and just nonstop research you're doing on this, right?
Yeah.
We don't know a whole lot about the brain still.
We don't. And we just got confirmation this week that we've reversed type 2 diabetes again. So this individual's been taking metformin for over a decade.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Derek Lee, always a pleasure. Fox News, then an update on the roads, 99.1 FM Talk.